Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
When the House resumed at 2 on Tuesday, the spotlight moved from United Futures' Peter Dunn to the other one-man government support party led by the ACT member for Epsom, John Banks. But whereas Mr Dunn had voted with the opposition last week to ensure the survival of two members' bills, Mr Banks was the opposition's number one target on Tuesday, with questions from their leader, Labour's David Shearer, for Prime Minister John Key.
Has John Banks' behaviour during his mayoralty campaign met the standard of ethical behaviour that he expects from his ministers?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
As the member should know, the Cabinet manual makes it quite clear when it comes to ethics, it's at the time the person holds the warrant.
Mr Key dismissed questions about ethical standards as being irrelevant.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
The test is whether he enjoys my confidence, and he does.
But the ethics involved in Mr Banks soliciting donations for his Auckland mayoralty campaign, then signing them off as anonymous, continued to dominate the opposition's questions, including this curly one from Labour's Trevor Mallard.
Will the curriculum in charter schools include a unit in reading and comprehension so that individuals who sign documents and declare them to be true and accurate understand their obligation for that to be the case?
The Honourable John Banks.
Answering Mr Mallard's tricky question in his capacity as Associate Education Minister, John Banks gave an equally tricky answer.
Mr Speaker, the curriculum could include teaching kids to be very wary of Labour MPs who sell tickets to kids online
Order.
For exorbitant
Order.
Profits.
Order. 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 Now, the House will come to order or some people will be leaving it.
It didn't come to that, and the tit-for-tat resumed with this question from the opposition shadow leader of the House.
Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Will the curriculum in charter schools include a unit on ethics? And if so, will it make it clear that it is unethical to lie to the media and through them to the people of New Zealand?
The Honourable John Banks.
Mr Speaker.
Honourable John
could.
Banks.
Mr Speaker, it could include a provision for the teaching of ethics, and the charter school kids might be taught that one should not sign a painting if one did not paint it, because that's forgery. That's forgery.
The Mallard and Banks show was back the next day when the House embarked on the annual estimates debate. Set down to take 8 hours, the debate is conducted with the House sitting informally as a committee and examines government spending as contained in the budget. It's down to the opposition to choose the departments they want to focus on, and on Wednesday the Greens wanted to debate the spending estimates for the Security Intelligence Service, which was stoutly defended by Mr Banks.
The ACT Party and people on this side of the House, we believe in strong, robust security agencies in the best interests of this country, and we support totally and denounce the myopic, backward-looking views of the Green Party around security and intelligence.
After that from John Banks, this from Trevor Mallard.
That was John Banks talking on security and intelligence, Mr Speaker. Mr Speaker, I'm tempted to take the Maggie Barry approach to this one, to say, what right does that member have to speak about intelligence? Mr Speaker, I want to say to that member, as he scuttles around the chamber, scuttles like a cockroach towards the door, Mr Speaker.
And so the estimates debate continued on into the night, to be interrupted by the adjournment at 10, with 3 hours and 40 minutes to go. Meanwhile, the opposition's campaign to set Mr Banks' skeleton rattling in the Prime Minister's closet resumed with this question for John Key from Labour's Deputy Leader.
Grant Robertson.
In establishing that he was comfortable with what Mr Banks had done, did he ask Mr Banks if he was aware that he received substantial donations from Sky City Limited and Kim.com, and if not, why not?
Grant Robertson's question was answered for Mr Key by his deputy.
The Honourable Bill English.
Speaker, the Prime Minister accepted Mr Banks's assurances.
Grant Robertson then challenged Mr English.
Will he support the introduction of a bill that tightens up the laws on local electoral donations, including by making them consistent with the obligations on candidates in general elections?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, yes, the government would be likely to support such a law.
By chance, Grant Robertson just happened to have such a bill about his person.
I seek leave to introduce and set down for first reading the Local Electoral Enhancement of Transparency Amendment Bill, which makes donation regime for local government consistent with that for general elections.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is objection.
That's it for another week. Parliament resumes on Tuesday, August the 14th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.